Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, let's play some music here.
Above all distraction, above every doubt, you have my attention here right now. Love from the outset, yours from the start. You broke through the darkness to help my heart. Thank you.
Through the valley, please, in your enjoyed tonight's praise and worship part of the service. All right, let's get into the message. Okay, the title of the message is Joy from the Spirit. As children of the Most High God, we are to be marked by continuous, unceasing joy. Through the Holy Spirit, we have access to an unending supply of joy that comes from the wellspring of a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. God longs to fill us with His joy that we might live the abundant life Jesus died to give us. He longs to make His children fashioned in the image of our Father, that we might share His unending joy to a world without hope. So may you discover the greater portion of joy available to you through the Spirit as you encounter the heart of the Father this week. Relationship with the Holy Spirit empowers us to live a lifestyle of consistent joy. It's only by the filling of the Spirit that we have access to deep reservoirs of joy found in the heart of our Heavenly Father. Galatians chapter 5:22 is clear that the fruit of the Spirit for believers is to be joy. So as temples of the Holy Spirit, we need to research out what it looks like to allow the fruit of joy to be evident in our hearts and lives. Scripture is filled with direct connections between the filling of the Holy Spirit and joy. Romans chapter 14, verse 17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking, but the righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." Acts chapter 13, verse 52 says, "And the disciples were filled with joy with the Holy Spirit." And 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6-7, "And you become imitators of us and the Lord, for you receive the word in much affliction, that with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you become example to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia." Okay? Oh, we are not designed to have joy in ourselves. Rather, such joy comes by the dwelling of the Holy Spirit within us. As the disciples begin to be filled with the Holy Spirit, their lives change dramatically. They went from fearful, fair-weather followers of Jesus to joy-filled, sacrificial, and empowered world changers. Okay, they had joy in the midst of the intense persecution because they had the Holy Spirit filling them with the fruits of their dwelling. So we have the same Holy Spirit that the disciples had, and He longs to do the same kind of works in you and me today, as He did in them thousands of years ago. He longs to fill us with joy in the midst of any trial or pain. He longs to heal and transform our hearts into greater reflections of God's goodness. He longs to make His people so joyful that there is no other explanation for our joy other than God is with us. So how do we allow the Spirit to bear the fruit of joy in our lives? How do we grow in our relationship with this mysterious part of the Godhead? It all starts with a posture of humility and prayer. The Holy Spirit never forces us into a deeper relationship with Him. He is peaceful, powerful, loving, and patient. You must make time to respond to the small tugs on your heart in order to walk in a greater relationship with Him. You must humble yourself and ask for more of Him, whatever that looks like. Allow the truth of God's love and faithfulness to cast out any fear or reservation about a lifestyle of total connection with the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to fill you with overflowing today and guide you to a lifestyle of bearing the fruit of an intimate relationship with Him. The Spirit knows how to guide our hearts. He knows if we were made more introverted or extroverted. He knows if we were made more intuitive or pragmatic or logical. And He knows the perfect ways to guide us into deeper, more fruitful lives. So spend time allowing the Spirit to lead you into a life filled with more joy. Allow Him to speak to you and lead you into whatever ways He desires. And rest in His love presence as you learn what it is to reach greater depths of relationship with Him. Meditate on the importance of relationship with the Holy Spirit and having joy. Allow Scripture to stir up your desire for deeper intimacy with the Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal His nearness. Ask Him to help you become more aware of His presence in your life. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to greater depths of joy. Ask Him to bear the fruit of joy in your life throughout any of it, in every circumstance. Spend time allowing Him to show you what what might be in your way and the portion of joy afforded to you by this dwelling within you. This absolute best way we can live in total and complete surrender to the Holy Spirit when we allow Him to take the reins of our lives. He guides us to far greener and more abundant pastures than we could ever find ourselves. He has the ability and desire to lead us into the fullness of God's plan for our lives, but we must be willing to follow Him wherever He would lead us. Follow His direction today and look for His guidance and walk into a life filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit. I highly suggest you read Romans chapter 8. It'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. All right. Now we come to the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way is up or down or which way to go? Or maybe you lack a purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs or sexual morality or gambling or overeating, whatever the problem may be. See, the Lord can take it away, but in order for Him to do so, He must know you. If He does not know you, He can't do anything for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight as your personal Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you can come on live and tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. All right, let's take some callers. 111.
Hey, Pastor Ken, this is Grover, Washington. Grover, hello.
What's up, Grover?
Well, I got a little problem down here. I got my dick stuck in a vacuum cleaner. What do you recommend to do?
Turn your vacuum cleaner off.
It's stuck. I gotta go. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. All right. Well, oh, well, Okay, this is, we got another caller. Let's take it. Okay. Alrighty. Well, let's play some music and then get no more callers.
Thank you. You show me the world. Yeah. long for the garden. I long to be with you where you are, just to be close enough. I dream of the
I've seen the news this time. thought I'd come take calls with you. Have any?
Yeah, I got. I think this is Pastor Beal.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Is this Pastor Beal?
Yes, it is. Hi, Ken. Hi, Tony. How are you? It's been a while.
Well, hello, Beal.
I'd appreciate it if you called me by my actual title, which is Pastor Terry Beal to you.
You're not my pastor.
I know, but it's a title that you typically call people as a sign of respect. And now that I own the trademark to the name of your show, I think you should start treating me with some respect.
Really? You don't know nothing.
And the only respect
I just bought
is Aretha Franklin.
Well,
so if you're not Aretha Franklin, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Bye.
Hi, yo. Hi. Okay, unknown caller.
Hi there, Pastor. How are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
My name is Howard, and I'm first-time caller calling, and I love your show.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, let me get this correct. You're a gay pastor?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because I came out of the closet, and I'm homosexual, and I wanted to know, how do I start performing what they do?
Repeat that.
My first time, and I don't really know how to, how can I say it by not being graphic, of lollipops, my first time.
Practice on a banana. Google it.
Try on a banana?
Yeah,
oh.
Google it. So you have, there's videos that'll teach you how to do that. So Google.
Okay,
educate.
But is that considered good in the church?
Is it a sin in the church? Well, I hope you're not going to do it in the church. I'd hope you do it in the privacy of your home.
Oh, I see now. Okay, because I was going to introduce people to the church and then take them in the back, but I see now. Doing the privacy of my own home.
Yeah, that's right. Don't do it in the church. Well, I got to check some more callers. Yeah. You be blessed on whatever kind of silliness you're getting into.
Amen. Okay. All righty. 111. 111.
Hello, Ken. I wondered if you've picked a new name that you're going to use for the show now that the GRM's been taken away. What's your new name going to be?
GRM has
chosen
been
one.
GRM
chosen
is
one ministry.
It's going to be VRM anyway. So what does he need? God's Rainbow Ministry. It's going to be Veal. Yeah. So you know, I don't got to change my name.
That's why you don't have to argue with them.
Okay.
I mean, they don't see the silliness. Bless their hearts. Next caller.
Yes. Okay. Amen. Okay. That's it. This is it for callers. Okay. I've already taken all the rest. All righty. Well, I'm going to say good night, folks. God bless you. It's been certainly entertaining. Okay. Okay. God bless you all. Have a blessed night. See you Saturday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time.
And I'll be here taking calls with Ken.
Amen.
Y'all be blessed till then. Good night.